Here in Washington today, after months of negotiations and false starts, lawmakers unveiled a compromise farm bill. It's made up mostly of food stamps and other nutrition programs, which would get a more than $10 billion boost in the next decade. Farm subsidies get trimmed in the legislation, but critics say not by enough. The question now is whether the measure is acceptable to President Bush, and if he were to veto the bill, whether Congress could override it. NPR's Brian Naylor has that story.
Senate Agriculture Committee Chairman Tom Harkin used an appropriately earthy comparison to describe the process lawmakers completed today.
It's been a long and difficult road to this day. I heard one of the staff people who compared passing the farm bill to passing a kidney stone. Now, never having done that, but I can still appreciate the analogy.
It was a long and painful process for lawmakers because while food stamps and other nutrition programs make up almost three-quarters of the spending in the measure, it's the rest of the bill that draws the criticism, in particular the farm subsidies, and specifically the direct payments that go to farmers in good times and bad. Those amounted to some $5 billion last year, a very good time for American agriculture. Even House Agriculture Committee Chairman Colin Peterson, a Minnesota Democrat, admitted it's difficult to justify.
It's very hard for us to explain to our urban colleagues why we're paying farmers when prices are high. This is a question I get all the time, and I can't answer it.
After weeks of back and forth between Congress and the Bush administration, farm bill negotiators agreed to limit direct subsidies in this bill. Farmers can only receive them if they earn less than three-quarters of $1 million in farm income, half a million in non-farm income. But, and it's a significant but, that means you could earn up to $1.25 million and still be eligible for subsidies. The White House wanted income levels set at less than half that, but Republican Senator Saxby Chambliss of Georgia said that was a hard sell to farmers.
We moved as far as we could towards the administration on their requests relative to that issue, as we did on a number of other issues.
Another touchy subject in the bill is the tax subsidy for ethanol. Recognizing the growth of the ethanol industry, the farm bill calls for reducing the subsidy from 51 to 45 cents a gallon. Senator Harkin from the corn-growing state of Iowa says the industry is getting a bum rap these days.
There's this popular conception out there that ethanol somehow is causing hunger in the world. We know that ain't so.
But hunger groups say that Congress should be doing more to address the world food crisis. The measure contains money for a pilot program in which U.S. food aid dollars would be spent in the country for which they were intended, saving dollars that go for shipping. But Oxfam America President Raymond Offenheiser says the limited program is a missed opportunity.
We're basically subsidizing special interests here at home and giving people less food, and at a much more expensive price to the U.S. taxpayer.
White House Budget Director Jim Nussle says the Farm Bill compromise doesn't have enough reform, but stopped short of saying the president would veto the measure. The bill is likely to pass with bipartisan majorities in the House and Senate next week, but whether they'll be veto-proof majorities remains to be seen. Brian Naylor, NPR News, The Capitol.